106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Dirty little secret time on the Wake Up Call. We're talking to Andrew. That's not his real name. This isn't his real voice. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
Now, this dirty little secret, when you read it on paper, I think it reads romantic.
Okay.
But I don't think in reality it is. But tell everybody, Andrew, what your dirty little secret is.
So my dirty little secret is that I am madly in love with a woman who is getting married, and I have a plan to tell her how I feel and hopefully break up the wedding before it happens.
So you plan to break up a wedding. That's basically the dirty little secret. Hasn't happened yet. Well, how far away is this wedding?
It's in a month.
Okay. What exactly is your plan? Because I feel like this is a very bad idea.
I've thought about it. Not going to jump up and yell, I object, or run in down the hall. I think if I just get to talk with before the ceremony even starts and tell her how I feel, I think there's a chance that she still feels that way.
Okay. And I want to remind you, we bleeped it out. You probably shouldn't say her name anymore. Okay. You're not going to stand up at the wedding, but I mean, are you even invited to the wedding?
I am.
Okay.
We're still friends. We broke up, you know, some years ago.
Okay.
I think, but we've stayed friends.
Okay.
We're all friends, and I'm sure this will hurt a lot of people's feelings, and it will be sad, but if she feels the way about me that I feel about her, then it will have been the right thing to do.
If you're just joining us, it's the dirty little secret. This is Andrew. It's not his real name, and his plan is to break up a wedding of the woman he loves before she gets married.
This woman has been a part of your life. If
yes.
She wanted to, she would have by now. It sounds like that could have happened again at any point. Not to mention, you've waited until she met somebody, dated them, got engaged, planned a wedding, and now you're going to wait till the wedding?
Look, and I know I waited too long. I was scared. And I think it would be better to do this before the ceremony than for her to get married. And then it is still the way I feel. And it's not going away. I thought it would go away.
What if you did it now instead of at the day of her wedding?
Day of the ceremony. Because she lives like 2 hours away, and I don't want to just text her or call her. I want it to be in that moment. I want her to see the lengths that I'm willing to go to, as embarrassing as it will be for me
and as
stupid as I will look. I want her to see that I will be a fool.
I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay.
What if she does love him? And what if she does?
Then why?
This does seem like the kind of thing.
Then why is she marrying somebody else?
Because some people get into marriages that they know are mistakes. Some people, I know people personally that got married on their wedding day knowing that they shouldn't do it. Because you feel like once things are going, it's too late to stop it.
But at the wedding, she'll decide, you know what? Shut it all down.
What if she just needs a little push or something like that?
It might be right when she's really considering, oh my God, what did I do? And then I'm there to say, yeah, what did we do?
Okay. Or she has spent lots of time and money planning what is supposed to be one of the best days of her life, and you're going to show up and make it super weird and awkward and probably piss off her fiance. So those
not
are the
probably
two options.
Piss off her. Definitely
okay,
piss off her
way,
fiance.
Right.
but I think that I still agree with Katie, and I think this is a mistake, and I don't think you should do it. That being said, 2 hours really isn't that far of a drive. If you have to do this in person, I would do it now.
Yeah.
You got a month, man. Like, I would do it right now and take care of it. Cross it off the to-do list, and then, you know, it's either going to work or you don't have to go to a wedding. Either way, it's win-win.
You don't have to get a gift.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, well, okay. See, listen, something to think about. I'm sure you've got your reasons. But anyway, though, thank you so much for your dirty little secret. Let us know how this goes, okay?
Let us know.
I will. Thank you, guys.
All right, have a good one.
You too.